Former longtime legislator Dave Wansenreed thinks the budget and enrollment problems facing the Billings campus likely stems from being hampered by the 1994 reorganization of the university system. Eastern Montana College was renamed and put under Montana State University. During the public comment session, the former Missoula legislator says that integration hampers Billings from a more robust curriculum.
That can be taken directly to the board without being filtered through MSU Bozeman.
Wansenreed wants the regents to re-examine the governance structure.
Please take this on in the spirit of being open and willing to engage in a conversation with this community and this region to see if we can do better at governing the system and providing more autonomy for Billings in doing that.
And businessman Richard Brown, vice president of Wyoben Incorporated, says he depends on the Billings campus to be a workforce pipeline.
It hasn't really been successful yet, or as successful as it needs to be. And I personally think that's because MSUB has been limited in the diversity, the scope of offerings that it can make to the community.
Those public comments came as a surprise to MSU President Wadid Cruzado.
Just in the 6.5 years that I have been with Montana State University, not once I can remember that we have vetoed an academic proposal that has come from MSU Billings.
She understands the frustration, but says it may stem from a misunderstanding.
Jackie, I don't think it's my role as president of Montana State University to tell and direct via remote control from Bozeman to tell Billings what they need to do. I believe in self-determination. I think that this is something that MSU Billings, the faculty, the students, the alumni, working together with the community, they need to say, here are the needs that we need to fulfill in the next 5 to 10 years.
Cruzado and Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian both say their role is to support and let Chancellor Mark Nook do his job.
That is what we're all embracing. And when that plan coalesces around what Billings needs from the people of Billings and the Chancellor at Billings and moves up, I think it will have tremendous support from both President Cruzado and the system.
Both point to approval at the October Board of Regents meeting that allows MSU Billings to expand its nursing program to meet the workforce needs of the growing medical corridor.
Because I realize that it is something that we all need into the future. And quite honestly, because we stood solidly behind that program since day one.
The regents unanimously approved that program. This online program will join similar ones at Montana Tech and MSU Northern. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.